The main issue with Latinos is that we have a higher proportion of people with chronic illnesses. So things like diabetes and hypertension, in the long run, functional limitation because of chronic illness are very prominent in Latinx health.
Dr. Guadalupe Marquez Velarde is an assistant professor at Utah State University. She studies population health and disparities in health between minorities and white populations.
But these communities, Latinx communities and Black communities, that are more exposed to COVID-19 because they are more likely to be working or overrepresented in essential businesses. And that's the case that we're seeing right now in Cache Valley with workers at these different food processing plants, sort of the virus spreading pretty rapidly among these individuals. They have not stopped working. They have not had the resources to get tested. And, you know, they also cannot afford to stop working.
The meat processing plant, JBS, in southern Cache County tested 1,024 employees between May 30th and June 2nd. And 287 of those tests came back positive. According to Lizette Villegas with local nonprofit The Family Place,
everybody is focusing on JBS, but we have to remember that JBS tested all of their employees. So they're the ones that are in the eye right now because they jumped to do that, right? Other companies that we won't name doesn't mean they're not affected either.
There have been rumors of similar outbreaks at several other companies in town, many of which are in the food packaging industry, though no other companies have conducted mass testing of employees at this time. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.